everybody. It's Terry, and it is Into the Darkness. It's 12 midnight, and I have in the special guest seat tonight, I got Sarah Marie.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here tonight.
Excellent. Well, let's kick things off. I always start my show off with a little bit of Prodigy, Out of Space. So here we go, guys. A little Prodigy to kick things off. This is how we started the show, a little Prodigy, Out of Space. Guys, I'm super excited because I got Sarah Marie here tonight in the studio with me live. She came home today. She's living out in Saskatchewan. We miss her dearly, so for her to come home and hang out with us is amazing. She just celebrated her 30th birthday, which is cool. She was actually... We celebrated with her tonight. I play, as you know, every week at Wild Wings on Friday nights. I do my music trivia, and, you know, we got to celebrate with her tonight. It was great.
Yes, it was super exciting to be able to come home for the weekend. I've been in Saskatchewan for the last 11 months, almost full year now. It's been a bit of a transition, but I will say, for anyone who hasn't been out, quote-unquote, west, it is beautiful. I absolutely love living out there, and as much as it is beautiful here as well, I will be looking forward to going home.
Skies for days.
Skies for days. Honestly, okay. They say that you can see your dog running away for days. I want to prove that wrong. I'm putting a line in the sand here. You can see your dog running away for like hours. Hours, not days. There's some hills. There's a couple trees. There's some hills.
So. Why are you letting your dog run away to begin with?
100%. No, you should be keeping an eye on that dog. But no, it is a beautiful landscape, and I'm very happy to call it home right now.
Well, I'm going to keep the style going that DJ Nasty Nex has had here. I'm going to play a little Magente to kick things off, then right into some Havana. Here we go.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper.
Con lo mío todos se mueven, la fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes, mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere ir. Si el ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Y toda mi gente se mueve.
La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes.
Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
La fiesta no para, apenas comienza.
Se conce, se consa, ma chérie, la 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 la.
Francia, Colombia,
Houston, Freeze,
T Balvin, Willie William,
Beyoncé,
Freeze. Los DJ no mienten, les gusta a mi gente y eso se fue muy bien. No les bajamos, más nunca paramos, es otro palo y
plano. ¿Y dónde está mi gigante?
Me fue a buscar la teta.
Azul, are you with me?
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the ocean,
and it's in a creole, and my body's like a potion.
I can be a beast, or I can give you emotion.
But please don't question my devotion.
I've been giving birth on these haters, cause I'm fertile.
See these double C's on his back,
murder.
One more double D's in his bed,
certa.
If you really love me, make an album about me, word up.
Soon as I walk in, boys start they talking, right as that booty sway.
Slay.
Lift up your people, from Texas, Puerto Rico,
my islands to Mexico.
¿Y dónde está mi gigante?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me fue a buscar la teta.
Esquina,
esquina, y ahí nos vamos. El mundo es grande, pero lo tengo en mis manos. Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, ahí vamos. Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando.
Y que seguimos rompiendo aquí. Esta fiesta no tiene fin.
Botellas para arriba, sí.
La gente no se detiene, aquí nadie.
¿Y dónde está el gigante? Me fue a buscar la teta.
Azul, are you with me?
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres, luego.
What's crazy is most people don't even know that that is Beyonce in that track. So you got Willie William, J Balwin, and then you've got Beyonce. Great track, man. Just, I love this, kicking things off here. We're going to keep it going here. Like I said, we got some Havana with Young Thug and Camila Cabello.
Traffic jam, yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam.
Here you go, ayy. Bring it on me, ayy. Shawty craving on me, get the beating on me. She waited on me,
damn.
Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me.
This is history and I'm making homie.
Homie.
Point blank, close range, that beat. If it goes a million, that's me.
It's me.
I was getting moolah, baby.
Take me back.
That was, like I said, a Little Havana, Young Thug, and Camila Cabello. All right, so a little background here. So just so everyone knows, my show, Into the Darkness, is actually kind of an homage to a show that Sarah Marie and I used to listen to when Sarah Marie was a little kid.
Yeah.
And it was... it was called Coast to Coast, and it was a late night show, talk show. It didn't play any music, but they had
No, that's not true.
Well,
no, there was music.
Not tons.
No, it was more conspiracies, heavy on the conspiracies.
Yes.
A little bit of music.
You got it.
But
yeah, no. And so when I told Sarah Marie I had this show midnight to 2 a.m. called Into the Darkness, she was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
So, for context of anyone who hasn't listened to Coast to Coast, I'm going to give you a little elevator pitch. So it is still currently on air, but this is an AM radio show that has been playing since the 70s.
Yeah, it's been on a long
time. Art Bell used to host it, and now it's hosted by someone named George Nori. But it is from midnight until 5 a.m. every morning, and it's lots of people calling in, whoever's awake at that time, basically, to talk about like crazy things. Like they have like UFOologists on and like the most wild stuff. And when I was growing up, we would be driving through the night to the next Great Doherty Adventure or to one of my brother's races or something. And as a little girl, you want to stay up and try and hang out with your dad. But sometimes your dad is listening to crazy conspiracy radio while you're driving through the night and you're seven and then you're 30 and wondering why you're weird. that's kind of how things happen. But I remember those memories really fondly, driving with my dad in the RV and listening to the radio together and listening to that. So when he said he had a show until 2 a.m., I was like, okay, this is just like Coast to Coast. We are officially George Nori. So I was pretty excited about this. This will be more music, less conspiracies. So a little bit of a swap, but yeah, I'm pretty excited to be on air with you tonight. And if anyone's listened to it before, you know that they always say where they're calling in from. So it's like they're like east of the Rockies, west of the Rockies. So I really wanted to say that on air just to...
You wanted to say...
I wanted to say that I was currently east of the Rockies.
You definitely are east of the Rockies. So,
yeah, I'm very excited to be here with you this evening.
Yeah, so we'll try and find the theme music for that show for sure. But until we do, we got a little Concoma, Daddy Yankee, and some Snow. This is a great remix of his original song, Informer.
A tus amigas que andamos ready, esto lo seguimos en el after party. ¿Cómo te llamas, baby? Desde que te vi supe que eras pa' mí. Dile a tus amigas que andamos ready, esto lo seguimos en el after party. Calma, yo quiero ver cómo ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom girl, es una asesina cuando baila, quiere que todo el mundo la vea. I like your boom boom girl. Con calma, yo quiero ver cómo ella lo menea. Mueve ese boom boom. Bye.
yes, she just calling Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left her at all. You say that me stole me at the Ram Dance, man. Ram it in a dance, all in a nation. You never know, say that me stole me at the Boom Shop. I take my never lay down flat in a one cardboard box. You say that me Yankee, I go reaching at the top.
All right, I don't do this much talking normally on my show on Friday nights, but we're going to talk a little more because that's what Smad wants to do. So we're going to be shout out to Monique here in, she's in Cape Breton, right?
Yeah, we have a friend listening from Cape Breton this evening, hello to her.
Monique, hello to you in the hospital in Cape Breton. She works in the hospital. She's not sick. So she's hanging out in the hospital taking care of sick people, which is a really nice thing. So, Monique, hi from Smad and Terry.
Yes, we will get some of your songs played a little bit later on.
Yeah, we're just going to keep this whole Spanish theme going here. I got a little Enrique Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias. Yeah. I'm going to play Bailando, but I'm going to play the Spanish version because I think it's really cool. You ready?
I'm ready.
right. I love that song. It's great. We're going to do a few PSAs here and some promos for CFRC. We are in our funding drive, so I put it out there for all of my listeners that actually listen to both of my shows. The person that donates the most amount of money, I'm going to take them to a concert next year within 4 hours drive. I'll drive you to the show. I'll buy you dinner. I'm going to buy you a concert shirt. We're going to hang out. We're going to go to the show, and then I'll drive you back. So if you're donating to my show, it's you can just go to CFRC.ca, do the funding drive, do it there, or you can go to Queen's University and donate right on there as well if you want a tax receipt. But if you want some cool swag, you go to CFRC.ca. So you make a $10 donation. Obviously, you're not going to win if you make a $10 donation, but you still get some cool stuff. So with a $10 donation, you get a sticker, a pen, a song request on your favorite show, which is hopefully mine, two raffle tickets to be entered into our weekly draw for prizes from our local businesses. Donate $25. You get all of that stuff again. You get to request your song, obviously. You get your show. You get a tote bag or a deck of CFRC playing cards. And you get five raffle tickets entered in draws for local prizes or for prizes from local businesses. Smad, you were looking at one here for the sports, right? Because you're a big sports person. Tell me about your CFRC one.
Yes, I'm going to do an ad read, guys. I've never done this before, but my brother has always told me that I have the face for radio. So nice. We'll see how this goes. Kind brotherly love, of course. Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Love sports? The CFRC sports team is working hard to bring the Gales fans live sports on airways and hoping to expand to include more youth local sports on coverage of the airways. Support CFRC teams and local athletes. Donate today to your sports equipment and training costs to increase the station's capabilities to broadcast more Gales and youth league sporting events on the news.
Well, it's great because that was awesome. And Jesse Bell, actually, who is our sports commentator for the Gales and one of the people here at the station, he's away this weekend, and he's going to be announcing the Gales game tomorrow. So go, Gales, go. And I actually found, I think, the intro song here for that old show that we used to listen to. So let's see.
It's still on air.
I know, but I'm just saying, let's see if this is the right promo song for it.
Okay.
It is.
Yes, I love it. This is very nostalgic for me and anyone who listened to AM radio growing up.
Oh, this is crazy that this is it. All right, I'm going to have to play this into my intro every week, I think.
Yeah, but then people are going to think that Coast to Coast is coming on, and then they're going to hear, you're going to fool them.
I am. I'm going to trick them into listening to my show.
Into the darkness, Coast to Coast. It feels like it could be the same show.
This is pretty cool, though, guys. I got to be honest that this is actually this song. All right, enough of that. All right, here we go. A little LL Cool J, Rock the Bells. Come on, rock those bells.
Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You tell, I excel. They all fail. Gonna sell double almost. Creator. Now you know episode who's on the wheel. He'll drive the crossfader like a cutting mobile.
what's hilarious, I got to tell you, Smad, is that the Jeff has been in the studio every week except this week and has never spoken. You've been in the studio once and you've spoken way more than the Jeff.
I talk a lot, so that's not a surprise to anyone. I used to work at Go Italian. Shout out to Go Italian for anyone here in Kingston. And my manager would literally come over to the tables and be like, Smad, I know you're given like the good rapport, you're talking to your customers, you're making the good customer experience, but you got to cut it down like by 25%. The talking's a little much. I was a personality hire for sure. I have no talent other than being able to talk to people.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm perfect for radio.
Absolutely. Well, here's a little NWA.
The strength of street knowledge.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass nigga. When punks I smoke, yo, my rep gets bigger. I'm a bad motherfucker and you know this. But the pussy ass niggas won't show this. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking across, it's like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's gonna pack it. Shoot a motherfucker in a minute. I'll find a good piece of pussy and go up in it. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a bitch or a dirty ass hoe. You probably get mad like a bitch is supposed to. But that shows me slut joke and pose to a crazy motherfucker from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm tearing up shit. MC Ren controls are automatic. For any dumb motherfucker, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm the hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, man, that's a law. R-E-N spells red, but I'm wrong. See, cause I'm the motherfucking villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing that's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, your ass is through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a nigga like Ren is on the gangster tip, straight out of Compton. Compton. Compton.
Is his name and the boys coming
straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, creep a while, and when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kind of funny, the attitude show a nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call easy, but here's a flash. Never seen like a shadow in the dark, except when I unload. You see a rocket jump over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the last penetration. Feel a little gust of wind, and I'm jetting. Believe a memory, no one will be forgetting. So what about the bitch who got shot? Fucker, you think I give a damn about a bitch? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the E, and if you ever fuck with me, you get taken by a stupid dope brother who will smother. Word to the motherfucker, straight out of Compton, Compton, Compton.
Shit was dope.
Yeah, it sure was. Hey, I just want to throw it out there, guys, and I'll keep saying it through the whole drive. Anybody that donates the $1,000 to CFRC, you get a chance. You get the CFR sticker, the pen, 5 song requests, your favorite show, tote bag, playing cards, a toque, a T-shirt, a hoodie, and 4 local gift certificates, 1 hour of radio featuring any of your songs. You get the naming rights to a section in the CFRC music library. Plus, you'll get 50 raffle tickets to be entered in our weekly draws. And if you donate the $1,000 to and put it towards my show, I'll match that $1,000 as well.
Let's actually talk about the music archive here for
a
second.
It's wild.
This facility is so cool. Like, I feel like I just walked into the 1980s. This is, like, being in this older-style radio station. Not that I'm in any modern ones normally.
This is awesome.
But this is great. They have, like, a full section of, like, old CDs, cassette tapes, vinyls. Like, this is incredible. I really like it here. It's pretty cool.
I told you were going to love it. Everybody loves it when they come here. I mean, you can come take a tour of the studio. Come hang out with me on Thursdays from 4 to 5. My wife and I have a show called 30 Years of Nonsense. Fantastic show. Shout out to my beautiful wife. And then I've got my show on Friday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. You can also come hang out with me on a midnight show if you want. You just got to reach out to me. You can DM me, and we'll put it on.
It's also very cool that this is on the Queens campus.
Yeah,
I'm sure. So I'm a Brock student. I apologize. But yeah, I went to Brock, and I'm sure they had a radio station, but I wasn't fully aware of it. And if I had the opportunity now to go back to school and do some sort of like radio volunteering, like get involved with the station, I feel like that would be a very cool experience. So if you're a Queens student and you're looking to do something to get involved in the community, maybe you want to do a little internship with my dad from midnight till 2 and learn a little bit more about radio or DJing. He has a wealth of knowledge. He's been DJing for what?
40 years.
40 years? That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Started when I was 14. We were talking about it on the show on Thursday.
Yeah.
Literally first DJ gig I ever got paid for, I was 14 years old.
I don't think that's legal. I think that's, I don't know if that's
but
legal.
But that was the first time I ever got paid. Well, no, it was the first time I ever did a gig that I got paid for. All right, you know what? I'm going to bring you back to a song back then. This one's called Roxanne's Revenge. I found this track, and I'm so glad I did. Here we go. Great little song here.
And you know it's true. So let me tell you and explain them all to you. I met this dude with the name of a hat. I didn't even walk away. I didn't give him no rap. But then he got real mad. And he got a little tired. If he worked for me, you know he would be fired. He wears a cane gold, and that is true. But he ain't got no money, and he ain't got no loot. And every time that I see him, he's always a begging. And all the other girls that he's always trying to lick. And every time that I see him, he says I'm fine. But compared to me, they're weak compared to mine. And every time that I know that I am saying something fresher, in any category, I'm considered the best. And every time that I say it, there ain't nothing less. And everybody knows I will win the contest. Then after that came the educated rapper. His fingers start to snapper and my hands start to clapper. Every time that I see her, everything he say, he rock her to the beat and he come up this way. He said, oh, yeah, you know your mother's, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, I say it's something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to bite, we'll always write. I have the freshest rhymes that I do recite. And after that, and you know it's true. But let me tell you something else about the doctor too. He ain't really cute and he ain't great. He don't even know how to operate. He came up to me with some crabbish rap. But let me tell you something, don't you know it was whack? So when he came up to me, I told him to step back. He said, you call yourself an MC? I said, this is true. He said, explain to me really what MCs must do. I said, listen very close, because I don't say this every day. My name is Roxanne, and they call me Shantae. But every time that I say a rhyme, I just a like a this a. It is something your MC can't miss a. So Kango, if you think you're cute, you think it's all right. That's why you said it in a language so you wouldn't have to bite. You started talking Pig Latin, didn't make no sense. You thought you was cute, yeah, you thought you was a prince. You're walking down the block, you're the one you're gonna clock, and everybody already know that you're all on my yacht. I'm just a devastating, always rocking, always have the fly guys flocking. Everybody knows it's me, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. Everyone knows I am pressure, any category wrestler. Every time I start to write, everyone is sister bite. Every time I do it, yeah, you know it is a mirror. Rocking on a beat, as you can see. So the UTFO crew, you know what you can do. Let me tell you one for me, and then I'll tell you one for you. Every time you say a rhyme, I just like a this. It ain't nothing that I don't want to miss it. And if you think it right and I'm biting your beat, well, then you just better know and I listen to me. Because my name is Roxanna and I came to say I rock it to the beater and I do it this way. I'm conceited, never beat it, never heard of defeated. I rock it to the beater and you know it is Amia, the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. And if you want to play a little game for me, let me show you what you can do, baby. Because with a twist of my cheek and a twist of my wrist, I have all the guys dropping down like this. Yeah, I am fly. That I must admit, but everybody knows I don't go for it. So if you're trying to be cute and you're trying to be fine, you need to cut it out cause it's all in your mind. Trying to be like me, yeah, it is very hard. You think you are God, but you do eat Lord. Trying to be cute and you're trying to be fly. Don't you know you wish you could be my guy so I could take you home, make you relax. And everybody knows that you're out there trying to tax. Like corn on a cob, you're always trying to rob. You need to be out there looking for a job. Yeah, you're trying to be and talk about Roxanne. But let me let you know, you're not a real man. Cause the Roxanne needs a man and yes, someone fresh to always dress. Someone, yeah, who will never fess. And then I'll say, yeah, forget the rest. You gotta be cute and you're trying to be fly, but all you wanna be is Roxanne's guy. Because I turned you down without a frown, embarrassed you in front of your friends, made you look like a clown. And all you do is get real mad and you talk about me and make me look bad. And everybody knows how the story goes. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts or suppose. No coke up your nose, no dope in your veins. And then it won't cause no kind of pain, but yet and still you're trying to be fly. I asked you a question, I wanna know why. Why'd you have to make a record about me? The R-O-X-A-N-N-E.
That song takes me back so far back when rap battles were a thing. So I just thought I'd play that. I know it's probably
wasn't my favorite song I've ever heard in my life, but no, it'll do the trick.
Yeah, it's nostalgic for me for sure.
For sure.
All right, so we got a little Beastie Boys here. We're going to keep going here. We got a little No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Then we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to play a little Nine Inch Nails, and then we're going to play TSOL, which is True Sounds of Liberty. So we're going to do a little bit of alternative slash industrial, a little bit of punk here coming in. But before we do, we got a little Beastie Boys.
No Sleep Till!
Sleep!
right, I gotta say, I love that Smad's in the studio with me tonight. I love the fact that she's a night owl just like me. And we're gonna keep things going here. We got a little Nine Inch Nails here coming up with Closer.
I wanna feel you from the inside.
So that song brings me back to playing in the 90s in Toronto Live and different venues all around the city. And I just love a little Nine Inch Nails. I think they're fantastic. I know a few people have been to see them lately. Anyway, we're going to kick things over here to a little bit of Boney M. It's a remix here that Boney M. Sunny. That's one you wanted to play, right?
Yes, I absolutely love them. They are one of my top artists, which is very obscure. I have such a eclectic taste in music.
You
but
really
when you're
do.
Raised by a DJ, I don't know what you expect, really. So.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm going to play the remix here version of this.
Yeah, so I've never heard the remix, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay, no, it's awesome. All right, here we go. A little Boney M. Sunny. So we're going to change things up quite a bit here. Little TSOL, True Sounds of Liberty. My dear honor, floor of bones and skulls. Music is a master. right, so gotta tell you, tonight's a little bit of a mix up here. We're changing things up here because Smad's in the studio, so I typically wouldn't be playing just all sorts of different music. I kind of have a kind of rhyme and rhythm to how I play my stuff, but we're all over the place tonight because Smad's controlling the controls. So we got a little Ginger coming up. Not sure if she's
just
playing
like
it.
Me.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to kick this off with a little Ginger here by Written.
Who has the ginger? I woke up one day, I'm bound to get reckless. Felt myself and put on my best necklace. Posted in the group chat, who wants the 5G? They were only down for the after party. My body is ready, and it's suiting me like I have jetty jetty. Who else would be hype? Who has the ginger? Only this guy that I know through my sister. So I hit him up and told him let's roll. And he told me he'll pioneer the parole. Now it's a move and I can't waste. So I got some Henny at the stash for a taste. Went out for pre-drinks, world was chill. But as the time passed, shit got real. I mentioned a movement, they said it come through. And them two are ready to do the do. The whole squad turned and the music is flames. And we don't even know anybody here's names. Came in front, I have no regrets. Low-key, one of my best nights yet. Ooh, I'm on a big wave. Everybody around me probably feels the same. Nothing can phase me now. Who has the ginger? Find a spot in the city for the groove. Get to the zone and brother, it's lit. Never seen a crowd get wild like this. The babes don't care and the guys are fit. Reckless mission is now accomplished. The whole squad turn and the music is flames. And we don't even know anybody here's names. Came in front, I have no regrets. Low key, one of my best nights yet. Ooh, I'm on a big wave. Everybody around me probably feels the same. Nothing can faze me now. Ginger, 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 ginger